This is STPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. A House committee is passing a bill that imposes a yearly fee for driving electric and hybrid vehicles. House Bill 1241 slaps an additional $100 a year charge for electric vehicles and $50 for hybrids. Republican State Representative Mary Duvall of Pierre says the fee is designed to make up for some lost revenue collected by South Dakota's gas tax.
When you look at fairness, everybody who fills up with gas in South Dakota, gas or diesel, they're paying 28 cents per gallon to help their car go down the highway. There's a subset of vehicles who are not paying anything to help their cars go down the highway, and yet they are using the highways, they're causing wear and tear on our roads and bridges. So from the fairness perspective, I think it's fair that they should help pay for that infrastructure they're using.
Critics of House Bill 1241 say it is tough to determine which vehicles should get assessed that fee, pointing to older hybrids that get worse gas mileage than standard vehicles today. The State Department of Transportation says if enacted last year, the bill would have raised over $276,000. A winter storm approaches southeastern South Dakota this evening with a winter weather advisory active for the region until Friday morning. Carrie Hanko is a Sioux Falls meteorologist. She says to expect snowy conditions well into the evening.
We do have some light snow that's moved through the area a little bit earlier today, but we're expecting another round to move through the eastern half of the state late this afternoon through this evening. In fact, probably some of the more intense snowfall amounts will be occurring during the evening hours. Snow will eventually start tapering off overnight. There'll be some light snow or some flurries after midnight, but the bulk of the accumulating snow will be over with by then. Across the area, especially the southeast portion of South Dakota, we're looking at about 3 to 5 inches of snow, maybe upwards of 6 in some isolated locations.
Hanko says the worst of the storm should be over by tomorrow morning. Winter weather advisories: West River through the southeast, winter storm warning Harding County through late tonight. Cloudy with snow tonight, lows from 5 below to 5 above.